presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, thank you so much for joining us week after week after week. You know, putting up with our banter and our silliness, et cetera, et cetera. Today, I am so pleased to introduce our guests. First of all, we have Michelle Gray, my co-host and medium extraordinaire and healer extraordinaire. And we have my boy Eric. Hello, Eric. But we do have...
Hi, Mama. Hi, everybody.
A wonderful woman, D.P. Thompson. And, you know, I've talked through email with her for quite some time, and I've really gotten to be very, very fond of her. And she shared some really amazing experiences with me that I thought, you know, she needs to share this with the world, or at least the Channeling Eric community, the Atlanta Scalar community, et cetera. So without further ado, I'd just like you, Dee, to just tell us your story. And welcome. Thank you for coming to the show.
Hello, everybody. Oh, you're very, very welcome. You know, I just feel so honored. I've got goosebumps and chills all over my body. I'm so, so honored and so grateful and so happy to be here. I can't even find the earth words. And I love you, Mama Bear. I love you, Michelle, very much. And Eric, there are no words. There's no amount of words that could describe how much I love you so much, Eric. And I'm so grateful.
Me too.
And and I just want to say, can I just say just a very quick, funny story before I tell my story?
Of course.
You've done the age, I don't know what you call it, when you make us younger. What's it called?
Yes, age reversal. Yes.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. So this is going to sound a little bit embarrassing, but I have noticed my skin. And I know it's supernatural because I've had soft skin in my life, never really had a super problem, but I just noticed it. This is how I noticed it, believe it or not. It's kind of embarrassing, so I forewarned all the listeners. I'm on the toilet, and
Sorry? You're not alone. I tell stories like that all the time. TMI stories.
Okay. I thought you were saying I wasn't allowed. I'm having a hard time.
No! Are you kidding me?
I can hear Michelle really, really well, but I can't hear Anissa that well. But, okay. So I thought I was okay to say this. But anyway, I'm sitting on the toilet, and you know how you bring your arm back to wipe as you're doing your business?
Right.
My hand grazed the side of my thigh, and I could not believe how soft and youthful my skin was. So there I sat for about 5 minutes on the toilet, touching my skin, rubbing my legs, my arms, and everything. And it's been like that ever since. And then
like
the second thing I've noticed.
Like a newborn baby
yes,
butt.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And then, in my kitchen, it's an open concept here. So there's these very large mirrors that face the entrance to the kitchen. There, it's all the wall. And when you walk out of it, obviously, you see yourself from head to toe. And my legs, like, I haven't been on the bicycle or pedals, but you would think I have been. Like, my knees, I can't get over how good they look. Yeah, I look like I'm 18 years old again in my legs.
Oh, my God.
It's affecting my
skin. Wow.
No, I swear to God. It's affecting. I didn't tell you this. I forgot about it, Michelle. It's affecting my skin.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it's affecting my eyesight next. So I just wanted to not forget and get that out there because it's blowing me away. It's absolutely
A lot of people buy creme de mer and all that and spend – oh, God, thousands and thousands of dollars on these products that really don't work. But that age reversal, it really does work. I mean, I look at myself and I say,
it does work.
You know, you are not 65, are you, girl? Because I feel like I don't look like it.
No. You mean you?
Yeah, me.
I mean, Michelle has seen me lately. on a YouTube, and that was the first thing she said. She said, "Oh my God, you look younger," or something. I don't know exactly.
Completely. Awesome. Your hair, your skin, everything. And I was like, oh my God.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, so it's not my imagination, because I know I stopped breathing when you said that. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that experience and just tell you, Elisa, that that is working like you wouldn't believe. And I believe now working on my eyesight.
That is so amazing. That really means so much to me, because, you know, every once in a while, I mean, it can't work on everyone, just like the vaccines. Vaccines don't work on everyone. But we're up to 98% effectiveness. And, you know, I feel bad when somebody finds out they're one of the 2%, but I just, you know, nothing works for everyone. But this
it's impossible.
Pretty close. Pretty dang close.
No. And you do your work, Elisa. You do your work, and that's it. That's all you can do. If something's not working, then there's probably a million other things involved.
Yeah.
That have nothing to do with you.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's
so
what you
people,
said,
you know,
if
people
it,
have to learn
work,
this.
Yes, Eric said if
it
something that we're going
to
get is rare, but it's not us anymore. It's not me and the divine team.
Well, I just had to get that out there, because I thought I was going to forget it. And I just couldn't believe it. But what a way to find out. And I think that's Eric making me find out like that on the toilet, because
in
my bathroom quite a bit.
Oh, my God. I felt that, too. I felt, of course, he's going to use scatological humor to get her to make that realization. Eric!
Yes.
But it isn't like, hey, it wasn't that long ago it wasn't that long ago, Eric, that I would hear you upstairs when you were a little kid. Mama! Yes. Finished, meaning come up here and wipe my ass. So I remember that. Oh, God. All right. So, Dee, tell us your awesome story.
Yeah, okay. All right. So just to make it lighter and not so I went through a bad time, long story short. And this seems to be a common thing amongst all of us, because I guess you can't get to the light until you experience the dark and get through the dark. So I had a very bad stalker at the door, at my front door, try to attack me. Anyways, I ended up into a very deep depression, just sitting all day on the sofa in the four walls by myself, afraid to go outside, afraid to go even sweep the floor at the front door and so on. So anyways, I didn't know what to do, where to turn to. I knew nothing, absolutely nothing of the spirit world. When I was a young child, I would sense things, but that's a long time ago, and that has nothing to do with it. I just lived in the 3D world, and everything's black and white, and that's it. I knew nothing. So I ended up going to the back window of the house, and that's where the only place we get sun. And when the sun would come up in the sky, I would go there and pray, because I just didn't know. I was at my wit's end, suicidal thoughts, really, really down and bad. So I would pray there every day, and I would pray a lot. And this went on, you have to think, for 2 years, every day and night. I don't have what you call really family or any close friends, I'm just pretty much always alone. So try to picture that. And I'm praying out the window and praying and praying. Now, when you look out the back window, there's a building diagonally to the left, and straight across and straight across. But in between, there's a gap. There's a place where there's probably maybe 30 meters gap between the two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'm praying really hard for protection, for help, for safety, for everything I can think of. And, of course, I'm saying I'm sorry for any of my sins or if I've hurt any people in the past and stuff like that. And I'm saying real, real deep prayers.
Yeah.
So after about 2 years of this, I hear a voice interrupt me in my left ear as if a man is standing right beside me. And I'm in the middle of my prayer, just the Lord's Prayer, just the beginning part. of the Lord's Prayer, like, but in the sort of near the middle. Anyway, and the voice said, look out the window. Now, I thought, I'm losing my mind at this point, right? So I just stop for a second, and then I go back into my prayer. And I continue to pray, and it's the same exact voice, the same exact way, look out the window. The window. I stop praying. I think, well, better look out the window, because obviously I've heard it twice now. I'm looking up in the sky. I don't see anything because the buildings are tall, but not that tall, about 14 stories. So I'm looking up in the sky. And from left to right comes this, what looks like a man, horizontal, about 70 feet off the ground, kind of just flies slowly, flutter, like, you know, floats. And
wow.
Stops right where I can see him. So he's got sandy color hair, like a normal sandy beach hair, to the shoulders. But you can tell the hair is not like human-like. It looks strong, almost straw-like, you know. And metal armor, and just hovering there. So my whole body bent over in shock, and my mouth dropped open as far as it could drop. And all my brain kept on telling me was, no saliva is coming out of my mouth. Couldn't believe that no saliva was coming out of my mouth. Now, I'm bent over there for many, many seconds, and I'm staring at this. And I think he was staying long enough so that it really registered, I've not lost my mind, I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I see his head do a strange bow forward, kind of like a strange movement forward. I've never seen that kind of a movement. Obviously, I've never seen this before in my life either. And then all of a sudden, a wing comes up, and he's got to be about, at least 50 feet from my window. And the wingtip, I thought was going to, I jumped back because I thought the wingtip was going to hit the window. And this wing is about 50 feet long that's attached to him. It's fluorescent, and then it's got white outline. And then he continues on to the right.
Wow.
And I just stood there. And then I put my chin up, and I didn't know what to do. I just, I think I was in shock because I actually finished my prayer.
Who wouldn't be?
Turned and went to the kitchen sink to get some water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one thing. And I was like, oh, my God, I saw an angel. Now, I've always wanted to see an angel. So here I am. I know nothing, right? And I'm like, okay, I saw an angel. So I carry on with my life. And I'm thinking, something tells me I need to start searching for some help because I can't stay like this. I can't there's no point living like this anymore. Mm-hmm. I need help. So I started searching, and I found, I don't even know how, I found some woman that does Reiki, and I couldn't afford her. But when I got off the phone talking to her, I went to my window, which is my living room window, which is floor to ceiling, and I wanted to see how the storm was doing. So I'm standing at the window, and I'm looking up in the two massive eyes looking right at me.
Oh, gosh.
From the sky.
Oh.
So I'm going, all I can remember is walking backwards going, no, 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 no. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I did that. I was like, no, 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 no. And I thought, okay, you have to look again because you have to, so you'll never forgive yourself. So I got the courage to look again, and I looked away. I go, oh, my God. And I look again, and I'm hanging on to the chair now, the side of the chair to keep my composure. I got my heart in my other hand. And I'm looking again, and I thought, okay, you have got to find your phone. You have got to take a photo of this because nobody's going to believe you. So I go, and I recklessly am looking everywhere. Where's my phone? Those days, I didn't know where my phone is. It's on my hip now. You can believe it. But I got the phone, and I took the photos, and they came out. I didn't know if they'd come out, but I've got them. So
yeah, and you have
since then.
You have so many photos that you've sent me of the sky.
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay, okay.
We're
I'm
not there
ahead
yet
too
in the
much.
Story.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So anyway, yeah, basically we're almost there. So anyways, I'm next thing I know, I'm eyes are all over the place. I would eat my breakfast, and you know when you go into egg yolk, sometimes there's the egg yolk left on the spoon. There's eyes in the spoon. There's eyes in my sink. There's eyes on the carpet. There's
mm-hmm.
eyes on the bed. There's, oh, the cat. Before we adopted the cat, I've got a picture of the red cat tunnel we bought for the kittens before we got them. Two very big, clear, dark eyes on the cat tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
I have pictures of all of this. And then I started seeing beings in the sky. So I thought to myself, back then I was like penny pinching for money. And I thought, I'm gonna have to find something to get a hold of somebody. So I got a hold of one medium that I found from Channeling Eric. And this was a long time ago. She didn't want to answer me about the photos. She didn't want to know. She said she couldn't see anything. But she said the most profound thing to me, and, oh, God, I wrote it. Yes. She said to me, and I live by this every day now, and this is for everybody. I suggest you get pen and paper and write this down. She said, better get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Mm. Wow.
Yes. Yes. And when she said that to me, that is my guideline for life. So that was not any waste of time whatsoever to be firstly connected with her. It was all meant to be. And that is something. Get comfortable with the uncomfortable, because I'm telling you, any fear or scariness or uneasiness or uncomfortableness, no pun, that comes near me, I right away go to that saying. I take a deep couple of breaths and I say, I've been comfortable with the rest of it. I can get comfortable with this. And of course, you want to protect yourself always. You know, Michelle
of
and I
course.
Were just talking
oh,
about
God,
that. But
yes.
But
yes.
It doesn't mean you accept any dark side. It just means, you know, it controls your fear. And it's really important, because I have hardly any fear when I was a victim living in 100% fear. I probably have 2% fear now.
Wow.
And because of that saying. And if you practice it and practice it, like everything, you have to practice stuff and you have to work on it every day. And it doesn't mean you have to work hard. You just work on it. And you just do it. Do a little bit of something every day is working on it. And you, it will, the universe will answer you. And I had to learn all of this. And so now I have unbelievable photos, and I have sky art on Etsy, and I have, if people want to see this, it's mind-blowing, but it's not scary. It's absolutely gorgeous. In fact, the one of the dolphins, I mean, if you love dolphins, I keep seeing
oh, I
the one
them.
Of the dolphins. Yeah, the dolphin would be a whole wall. You know, and then a sofa in front of it. It's just mind-blowing. So I just have four of them up on Etsy in the moment if people want to purchase them. But it's not about that. It's about mostly my – we can talk about that later if anybody's interested. But it's about, you know, my awakening. I didn't realize I was going through a spiritual awakening. What I know now, when I talk to people that have been through this their entire life, they can't get over what I know about so many subjects.
Yeah, man, that's called baptism by fire, man. You soaked it all. You got it all with a big fire hose full of water. This information, it's amazing. So let's talk about
well,
your. Are we ready
terrible,
to talk about your art now?
So,
are you ready to
sorry?
Talk about your channeled art, or are you want to just take me there? However you want to go.
Oh, I can hardly hear you. Sorry, I talk about my wife.
Are you ready to talk about the art that you channeled, or you still have other things to say first?
Oh, no. That's pretty much it. I'm very clairvoyant now. I see things all the time, and beings are watching me from the sky all the time, and they let themselves be known. Today's a clear sky, so if it's a clear sky, that's the only time they're not looking at me and I'm not looking right at them. But other than that, they're looking right at me and I'm looking right at them, and it's many, many different beings and aliens and animals and stuff like that. So that's my normal life now.
All right, so
then, oh yes, and then
talk about how you picked up pencil, paper, how it all started.
Yes, I'm getting right. So then I think a few other things happened, but I'm sure you get the gist of it. So now I'm at the point where I say, yes, I can get Elisa's portal work. Portal work I know I need, because an entity, a person, a being ran across me in my bed and ran and hit the toilet and ran into the mirror. So I know, it was just a guy, a young guy. It was nothing scary or bad or anything. I was trying to sleep, but he ran into the mirror, so I knew that portal was open. But I didn't know about portals until you, Elisa, and thank God, because it made so much sense to my life, my body, my cat, my husband, the house. And so when I had the portal work done, that's the only thing I was thinking of, is let's rebalance everything. Let's close what needs to be closed. Let's open what needs to be open. Let's get rid of any negative entities. And that sounds right what I need right here, right now. So I did that. And then I was noticing when you said you'd done it, I actually noticed, I think, a day before you sent me the email, that things were lighter in the house. The air was lighter. It was really, really great. And I said, oh, something's happening, and then nothing happened. So I was saying to myself, I have to do the math on this. I have to put 2 and 2 equals 4 here in my head, because you're doing your work, Elisa. You've done the work. You know, if something's not working, it has nothing to do with you, because you do what you're supposed to do, and that's it. Like any other job in the world, or any other business, or any other service that people would buy, or buying a car or anything, you know. And so I knew it only made common sense that it had to be me. So then I was searching, how do I let this come in? This work has to come in. I need to invite this work. I need to find, do I have any blocks? I must have some blocks. And then I did all kinds of research. Long story short, doubts are what we are conditioned and programmed with growing up. So the amount of doubts that go in our head in one day, people don't even notice half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to pay attention to all the negative thoughts I had and any doubts I might have. And then I figured out they're blockages. And
you know,
when something is new, you are going to...
D, that's pretty interesting what you just said right now. Because in the Scalar field, we have this intent prayer that is thought creates reality, okay? This intent collapses the Schrodinger equation, changing light waves to photons, which are particles, which are the building blocks for reality. So I've got that in the, and I vocalize it, and it's in there, and it takes many, many hours. But if someone has this other thought creates reality, a thought of disbelief, a thought of it's too good to be true, a thought of I'm not worthy of it, it's kind of a battle between the two intents. I have changed the language to add, like, Archangel Michael, overpower their disbelief, please, and their self-sabotaging attitudes. And I think that helps. Plus, what we do is, if there's anyone who has had that, we automatically, the divine team, retrograde integration and integrates all new language into everybody's work, always. Okay, proceed. Sorry.
Yes. Well, yeah. So doubts are blocks, and you know whenever anything is new, you're always going to doubt. We are humans. We are programmed that way, and so doubts are blocks. They're big blocks. And I didn't think I was doubting the scalar work. I didn't think I was, but I really had to go into myself and try and catch all my thoughts. And then I said to myself, okay, that's going to be a little bit difficult to do it all the time and catch all of them, because we do it on a, you know, subconscious level. So I thought, why don't I just get rid of all blocks, whether I know they're there or not? So I just started prayer and talking. And because I'm alone all the time, I can talk out loud and I can say to the universe, you know, bring in the scalar energy. Bring it in. Come on, bring it in. Get rid of my doubts, please. Get rid of all my doubts. Bring in the scalar energy. I love the scalar energy. I welcome it. I accept it. And then I had to surrender. And then surrendering, I say this on my YouTube, I think, surrendering, I was very afraid. I felt vulnerable. But then I said, no, I need to trust.
Yeah.
So I just trusted. I said to the universe, I said to God, I said to the universe, I said to Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Archangel Michael, all of you, trust you all 100% of the time, wholeheartedly, and I just kept saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it every day. I would think it, I would sing it, I would hum it, and before I knew it, I'm sitting here, and I look at the computer, the printer, I grab a piece of paper and a pencil, no idea why. No idea why. I said, you know what, I'm not doing anything. I can't get a job.
So cool.
I tried everything. There's a great force against me. 4 years of a force against me, allowing me to get work. I get so close, and then boom. And I said, this cannot be a coincidence, because I don't believe in coincidences. And, you know, I said to myself, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? Just tell me, what am I supposed to be doing? So next thing I know, I'm searching through the internet, and I saw a picture of Eric, and I saw, I think it was on Pinterest, and I'm searching, and I like that photo. I'm going to try and draw it. And I thought, I'm an idiot. I can't draw, but, you know, I got nothing else to do, so I'm just going to do it, and I don't know why, but I'm going to do it. Next thing I know, I'm, bah! What is this? Bah! You know, it kind of scared me, because I said, this doesn't look half bad.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? It's amazing. It's amazing.
I just kept doing it.
It is so freaking amazing what you drew. The things you have drawn.
It is.
It's crazy amazing.
Well, when I did that, I showed it to my husband. He was lying in his bed, just propped up, watching TV. And I walked in when it was finished, and I brought it up to his face, and I showed him on the computer the original photo, and he went, whoa. And I saw his body move. So I knew, I said, I'm on to something. So next thing I know, I feel it was Eric that got me to do Tesla, Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
And next, I had these two sketches, and I kept in my heart, Elisa, thinking of you. But then, of course, I had the problem with the eyes. So here I am, a complete amateur. I've got this full and an eraser, and I'm erasing like a mad fiend, and it never even dawned on me. I could have ripped this, but they don't rip. So I just keep erasing. So I actually erased the eyes on Eric 6 times, getting ready to draw it the 7th time. I can't even remember if it was 6 or 7 times I drew them, but it's somewhere around there. Excuse me. And next thing I know, I hear this massive stop, like a scream of a loud stop. And then my hand is super hot. I thought I was going to have to drop the pencil. And then I thought, okay, I've stopped. And then I look, then I'm told, look at the eyes, look at them. So I'm looking at the eyes, and I'm saying to myself, yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're perfect. Yeah, they're really, oh. And then this massive boom, went straight through my esophagus, my solar plexus, that whole space, soul space, whatever you call it. I just went, ooh, my God. And then it was like, these are the eyes here and now. That's all I heard. These are my eyes here and now. These are my eyes here and now. I'm like, oh, I got it. I got it. And then I was drawing Tesla, and the same thing happened with Tesla. And it's so strange because the right eye of Tesla came out a little bit on the big side. But I was told to stop, when to stop and how to draw that one too. And on his right eye, to me, I see a small, what looks like a gray alien in the eye. But
yeah.
These eyes, both of Eric and Tesla, were made for you, Elisa, in mind. And
mm-hmm.
they are looking at you. They are on the other side looking at you now.
Yeah.
So that's what I end up channeling. And I found out that I don't just channel the drawing. I channel the person now because I've done other sketches. And I'm channeling if the person is funny, quirky when they were here on Earth, if they were, what color their eyes were, their hair, their lips, and how they were maybe. I had one woman who was insistent upon her red lipstick, and I
right.
found out that when she was alive, many years ago, that she was obsessed with her red lipstick. So I actually hear them talking to me, and I do channel them. So I channel the being. So, Annalise, I can't remember her last name. Starts with a B. Sounds a bit like Burlette or something. Annalise. Anyways, Elisa, you did a session with Annalise on YouTube.
Yeah.
And she said it the best. She's so amazing. She said it the best. She said, you are automatic sketching. And that's exactly what I do now. From the portal work, this is what it has opened. I automatic sketch. Because if you tell me to, if you give me something to draw, I can't draw it. I cannot draw.
Yeah, but, you know, when I saw the thing you did of Eric, I don't think I told you this, but I sobbed. I cried. It was just so real and so wonderful and so beautiful. I mean,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God, it was just amazing.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to make you cry.
No, it's a good cry, man. It's a good cry.
Oh,
really, girl.
Okay. I was worried about
that. No, it was beautiful. It was, you know, I cried.
But Eric wanted it.
Bambi's mom dies, I'm done, man. Okay, so, but it's my boy, and you captured him so beautifully.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. And it's like, and I still can't draw. Like, if I go to draw, I mean, I've done a book, right? And I send six figures to the poor illustrator. You know, I can't draw. I still can't draw. But which blows my mind, because that only hit me now, because I was thinking, oh, I sketch now. But no, I can only, and this is how the process goes now. And this is from the portal work, I'm telling you. I feel like I was dead and I'm reborn or something, or I'm realive, or I just feel like I bursted out of an eggshell, because here I am. If somebody shows me a photo, first I see if I connect with it. If I connect with it and say, yes, I can do it, then what I do is I start sketching it, and it just happens automatically. And what's happened recently, and I don't, just in case this person hasn't received her photo yet, but she hasn't received her photo yet recently, is I was shading on the shirt and something came out. Clear as day. So
what?
I don't want to say what it,
okay.
Forget it. I'm just going to say it. She's going to hear it. She's going to get it anyways. And she's dying to know what the surprise is. So if she listens to the radio show or she gets the poster first, however it's supposed to happen, Eric will let it happen.
Yeah.
A massive E came on the man's shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
That
Michelle, were you getting that?
Yes, yes, indeed. I think it's really cool that and that you've explained some of this to me, how your work has really progressed and how, you know, the spirits that you are connecting with, because you're doing these portraits for other people. And you're channeling these spirits, and they're coming to you over a period of time. So as you're working on it, you know, I think you said to me that the woman with the lips, like, she said to you, okay, you need to go back and change my lips. And like different things about them, and they're giving you their personality and information.
Oh.
And what Eric says is that's progressing. So that's going to continue to progress. And I mean, that's what this all is about. It does continue to progress. The more we work with it, the more we trust, yes. the more we go forward, it grows, and it grows in the way that we're naturally able to connect in whatever way that is for each of us. And this is just a beautiful way that you do. It's amazing.
Well, yes, it is. And it's just, you know, Eric, I thank you for that E on this man's shirt, because this woman is really hurting over the loss of him. And she's just going to love the fact that you did that, because I'm only shading with the pencil sideways. I can't draw an E, you know, and it's as clear as can be. And it's beautiful. It's just on the right side of his chest. So, yeah. And well, then the woman that I can't say any names for privacy's sake, but the woman that the grandmother that I did, this woman feels that she is the same soul and that she was the grandmother. And when she received the poster, she said she was just blown away that she feels like when she's looking in the eyes that she's looking in her own eyes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, powerful.
Really,
how comforting is that? How comforting is that?
Yes.
Seriously. I mean, you know, people draw pictures, but to capture of our loved ones over whom we grieve so much, but to capture their personality and their love and the twinkle in their eyes is amazing. Now, let me tell you about scalar energy. What has happened here with Dee is that she has had portals shut by trauma, portals that should be open, loss, et cetera, whatever, stress. And, you know, scalar energy opened those. So when you open these portals, good things come out. For example, creativity. For example, the ability to channel. For example, the abundance of so many things, the abundance of youth, the abundance of wealth, the abundance of health, the abundance of love, the abundance of happiness, the abundance of joy, the abundance of self-love, the abundance of self-confidence and self-esteem. So all these wonderful things come out through these portals that should never have been shut to begin with. So that's what happened to you, Dee.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's very hard to describe the feeling. But Elisa, I have to say that this will happen when you have no blocks, because it took many months.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out what, you know, I felt like there should be something more, and I don't know where I got that from. And I knew that I was blocking it. And when I figured that out, the floodgates opened. So in the original YouTube testimonial, it's about 33 minutes long. I didn't know if it was recording, and I apologize to the public, because I know sometimes I'm stuttering and I'm all over the place, but I tried it and it didn't record. And then I tried the third time and I said, I'm going to just talk. And I ended up just talking, and I was all over the place. And thank God for Paola. She did a wonderful job cleaning it up. But I just felt like there should be more. And I did say originally that it's like you have a car. Your car is the body. And you're on the bottom of a hill. And Elisa is right behind that car, and she's ready to push you up the hill with the portal work and the scalar energy, and however that all combines. I'm not a professional on this, but however your work works. And it's like we're sitting in the car in our bodies, but we've got the handbrake on, we've got our foot on the brake, and if we don't take the blocks away and get our feet and our hands off the brakes, Elisa cannot push us up the hill. It's that simple.
God,
so people just ask for all blocks to be taken away, and your portal work will work for you. But it doesn't. Mm. It's not just ask once. And nothing in life works like that. We are here to struggle. We are here to work. And we are here to learn. You know, you don't just ask one day and expect something the next day. It didn't work like that for me either. You know, but I really went into it. I mean, look, 2 years I prayed for help. It took 7 months for me to figure out that was Archangel Michael I saw. And
he's the main one. He's the main one I appeal to. I love him so much. I've got such a wonderful team. I'm so grateful to them. And,
I'm
you know, Yeah, they're
so
beautiful.
At the end of the day, I just want to make it clear that I'm not just sketching people on a little piece of paper and that's what I hand over to you. No, it's a big process because I have to protect what I was given, downloaded, and
yeah.
I have to protect that. And it ends up coming in a 20-inch by 24-inch satin finish poster. And then you really look at the eyes. You really, really feel. Yeah, it's not some little thing. And it does take 3 to 4 months each person. It's a lot of work. I can't just sit down and sketch and then it's done.
No. You keep working on it. The information evolves and you evolve with it. The painting, the sketch evolves with it. So it's quite something.
Yeah.
So you say you have a YouTube channel. You say you've written books. And, of course, you say there's a way people can connect with you to commission your beautiful art. Can you talk about that?
Well, I can't really hear you. I think you mentioned the book.
Yes. Well, I don't know why it's not working. Okay, so you mentioned you have a YouTube channel, right?
No. I just went on YouTube to give you...
That's what it was. Okay,
the testimony about how the portal worked for me.
Okay. Well, you mentioned
how I got the It's how I got the portal work to work for me.
Exactly.
You do your work at that end. And that's what everybody needs to understand. This is a new thing. And I also did say, hello, people, she's not painting your nails. You know, I don't mean to be rude,
really.
But I do get a little bit spicy when it comes to if people say, oh, Elisa's work didn't work. That's not even possible. Elisa does the work, and we have the blocks, and we have to undo the blocks. It's like anything. When you buy a car, it's always a good example. You know, you don't expect it to be washed by itself. The oil doesn't change by itself. The flat tire doesn't change by itself. Everything, think about it. Everything, you have to do your own work on your own side. And then when I figured that out, wow, the floodgates will open for everybody. And be really mean it. You have to speak from your heart to the universe, to God, to everybody. And that's when you will let her work. She does
well,
the work.
Well,
that's number one.
The divine team. I'm a very small component of it. But so, Eric.
Yeah.
Is there a way, do you think people should connect with you through Michelle or another medium, whatever? Michelle's awesome. And ask, what do I need to do to make sure this all works for me? Do you think that's, or should they wait and see? Or what's your advice, Eric?
Well, Eric says that, you know, he's saying, you know, Mom, the thing is it's going to work. Like you said, on most people, it's going to work. He says this is a two-part deal. He says a lot of us do have to we have to be able to be agreeable for it. Eric's citing something to me. I actually talked about some of this to somebody this week, and he's bringing that conversation forward to me. And in saying that, you know, somebody was really like, I really want this to work. I really want this to work, but I'm not sure that it's working. And Eric said, switch that perspective. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
And they were like, that is so simple. Like, what do you mean switch the perspective? But he said, no, switch the perspective because you're not looking at what is working and you're looking at expecting things to be in a certain way. And as soon as you start to flip the perspective and start to look at what is working, you're going to start to notice the movement and start to notice it coming. So he says it's these types of things. Sometimes he goes, that's what the energy work is for too. When we recommend that you go to a healer, he said, when we recommend that you go to like one of the healers that works with us, he says, the reason why we do that is because there might be something that you need to work through. Sometimes it's just the acceptance of something, the understanding, the awareness.
It's the understanding, The awareness and the understanding are high priority because you may think, got it all made, you know it all about yourself, but you don't. It's not humanly possible. Because
but Eric says the other thing too, because he says, you know, because we're seeing it in many different forms. And he says, are there people that are having things happen very quickly? Yes, there are. He says, but everybody's at a different stage in their spiritual growth, in their awareness, their consciousness. And he says, well, some of that plays into it as well. So he says, the biggest thing you guys to not do is don't compare yourself to somebody else. But if it's going to work, so he says, in the very small chance that you have a contract that can't be changed,
that's
or an irrevocable contract.
Yes. That's the only thing.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing.
That's the only thing.
But even that can be changed.
Yes, because if you find out through a medium what that contract is, you can do work to help that become fully
that's
honored.
Right.
Like maybe it's inner child work or whatever. But let me tell you, this is all about physics. This is, I mean, not all about, but mostly about physics and the law of attraction. And so you have to remember that the scalar field, i.e. the universe, is so literal. So you cannot sit there and say, I am in the expecting phase of, or I am wanting this, or I don't understand. You have to say, you have to feel and act like it, and think like it's already a success. Okay, that is so important.
That's why when
people want to gift somebody they love with this, I say, please don't tell them. please don't tell them. And maybe it's wrong. I'm going to ask Eric because I kind of don't want their disbelief and stuff to interfere with what we are doing. You know, so it's almost better. I mean, we always get permission from their higher self anyway. I mean, they've never denied us.
Well, that's true. Eric says nothing can happen to somebody without, he said the higher self will only allow that the higher self allows. So there's nothing that can be done or taken away or anything that's not allowed. So he's just saying, because when you were on a roll there, he goes, yes, mom, yes. Because he says, that's right. Because he goes, what is this, guys? What is this? We create our own reality.
Yes.
He says, what are the rules?
And
you make the rules yourself.
Sorry, if I may interrupt. Elisa has done an older video on YouTube about Eric trying to explain to us not to expect things. Because expecting is a blockage.
It's a very dense energy.
It's so common. It's the first thing we do. Okay, we bought this and now we're expecting that. They go back to back. And it's ridiculous that we need to stop
it. Doubt. Very often expectation and doubt.
Yes.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two words. Two biggest.
This is going to help a lot of people.
Yes.
I think it's really important.
Just reach out. Yes. And then there's my book, of course. I started my book before the portal work, but then it just took off halfway through after the portal work like the wind. And I'm a fast, oh, my God, I couldn't keep up. As the book is downloaded to begin with, it's a gift, downloaded. I'm not a writer, but I am now. You know, and then so that took off. And then the sequel, I just went into 5 chapters out of nowhere. I could not stop myself. I could hardly type fast enough. So I could notice the portal work just, again, I just flew out of a shell right there with the book.
Wow.
So
you opened up your creative genius.
Yes.
I guess
it's all there.
That just was waiting.
Yeah.
It was like ready to combust, you know?
Eric says you brought it through from other lifetimes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. And Van Gogh, which his name is Gogh, is over my shoulder. And it's just amazing what's happened to me. It's just amazing. And you know, this book should be out before Christmas. And
well,
it will help so many children.
Can you share that? Can you share the name of the book?
It's called Where Does Lulu Go? And then underneath it says, come explore with Lulu at bedtime. So, you know, I've always, as a child, I've always sensed presence, but I've never seen anything. I don't think I'd ever make it through that as a child. But, other than that, I've just pretty much ignored any special abilities that I've had until now. But yeah, this
can't
is
ignore
now.
No, not now. Floodgates are open. Floodgates are open. Thank you, Elisa. Floodgates are open. Everybody's everywhere.
All right,
but,
let me ask you.
What I want you to do, for sure.
Wait, Dee.
Uh-huh.
I want you to email Paola so she can put in the description box all the ways to get your book, to commission your work, et cetera. But I also would like you to go ahead and share that with us now, too, of course.
Yes, because, Elisa, you did. I felt so sorry for this beautiful Irishman that kept this secret. You did a YouTube with him. He kept his secret for 50 years.
Yeah.
He was afraid to tell anybody about the two aliens that he's friends with, you know,
yeah.
And when he finally opened up, 20 of his friends came forward and said, we've all had our own experiences, because
yeah.
he was afraid to be deemed crazy, you know, and this has got to stop now, because this is...
Exactly. This has got to be...
It's the time.
Let me tell you, I went to a Christmas party of my husband's business. And, you know, it's like they say, what do you do now? What are you? I'm a physician. Okay. Oh, really? Well, where do you practice? Well, I don't practice anymore. I'm retired. Well, what do you do now? It's like, oh, shit. Oh. I don't know if I want to open that can of worms. But they don't go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us. So I do. And so many, like one person said, I'm so glad that you're opening up like this, because the other day I saw two angels by my dumpster. It's amazing. So there are stories out there, people. There are stories out there, people. And it's time to get that out.
There are.
Yeah. Time to
breathe. I just feel we have to keep in mind evolution continues, and that's what a lot of people have forgotten about. And now is the time that they're all over the place, all over Netflix and Prime, Amazon Prime, and all over the TV. It's admitting that aliens are real and UFOs are real. And now is the time for everything to come forward. So it's evolution, and it's here and now. But the new kids coming in, you know, you've got your crystals, your indigos, you know, and your star kids. And it's just we need to know that, for example, if you have a 2-3-year-old that's sitting down having a tea party with grandma who died long before the child was born, believe your child is with grandma having tea, because it's not a figment of their imagination. Do not ignore your child. And this book is all about helping parents to understand their children and to listen to their children, pay attention to them, take them a little bit more seriously, have a little bit more compassion when they have their imaginary, which is not imaginary, friends.
No.
They are seeing, they are remembering past lives up until at least the age of 7, and you can learn from them. So also this book, the mother is oblivious to little Lulu. And, of course, it's a self-help book as well. So it's teaching children to relax at bedtime. They're going to want to go to bed because they're going to run to this book. They're going to have fun with her. They're going to learn what astral travel is. We all astral travel, people, whether you like it or not. Okay? So it's part of being human. And that's it. It's just time because, you know, children are born innocent. And they're such beautiful souls. And, you know, we can really help them out a lot. And that's what the book is all about. Helping your child at bedtime.
This is so important to me because one of my big things is my hope, my dream, is to start an online school for children that are spiritual. It could be for adults, too. I think we probably need to eventually broaden it. But I want to plant the seeds in you know, with others, of course, people like you, in the curriculum so that these seeds are planted and they continue to grow long after I'm dead and gone. And, you know, and so I think your book could be required reading, man. I mean, you could really help with this. I'm still trying to save money.
Oh, my God,
like,
this would help.
Yeah, my problem is that I do too much free work. Oh, I'm such a sucker. And so it eventually gets to the point where it's like, okay, now I'm making $2 an hour, and how am I going to pay Lucas' salary? So I really have got to be stronger And I have to have faith in people to find the money because it's, you know, it's really the best investment you could make to open up portals and bring in abundance. And, you know, I don't want to apologize anymore for charging money for stuff because I work so hard for it.
No.
I work so hard.
No. When you work,
sacrifice
you work.
People know. I don't exercise anymore. So my body, I can hardly, you know, it's hard for me to get up out of the bathtub now because my muscles have gone to shit. And, you know, I don't have time with my family and my grandkids, et cetera. So one of the costs is loneliness. I get lonely because I'm in that shed 14 to 20 hours a day. 7 days a week, and people don't realize that they say $400 were super portable with increased vibration. Wait, God, if they only knew what it takes.
Yeah.
And God,
interrupt in here when it comes to that. You're either sitting at a desk or you're doing God knows what. But when people are going to their job and they're sitting at a desk or they're doing God knows what, they expect to be getting paid for it. So please don't apologize for that. My posters, when I do this channeling and this automatic sketching, I mean, I have to charge because, you know, I have a format designer. There's my hours and hours. It takes 2 to 3 months for a sketch. It's hours, and then I have the poster place, and they have to deliver it. Then I have to physically take it to the post office, and I have to pay for the delivery in that price. So, yeah, I can't afford to do it for free. None of us can. It doesn't make any sense.
And,
why? Just
and,
because it's
and
something
what
different?
What the person gets, the value in your art, the relief, the comfort.
Well,
the awareness, the eye-opening experience that they have from your art, that's worth something, okay?
Yes,
this man that I'm doing right now, I don't know how he died exactly, and I didn't ask. I have recently asked because I didn't ask before. I don't like to know anything about them at the beginning. But if they insist and I channel them and they insist I ask the question to confirm it, then I do ask questions. But this man here, he did suffer quite a bit. And he didn't commit suicide, but, you know, he suffered terribly when he was here on Earth. And he's happy now. And the first thing he said to me when I started out was, my eyes, happy eyes.
Oh.
I have to have happy eyes. So the person or the people that are suffering his loss, he wants this poster, this large poster to be framed with his happy eyes because he's happy now.
Oh, yeah.
These are the eyes here and now of them on the other side. And the other side is right in front of you, everyone. It's not far away, just so you know. And
it's totally entwined with our dimension. So, yeah, it's right there.
Hard on them. You know, I'm sure Eric can testify to this, that if he sees you crying, missing him, it's hard on him. You know, it's hard on them on the other side because we're over here missing them and we're crying over them. But
if you see
their eyes are
happy
and content.
Get this
you
healing
can go
art.
And look at them.
Get this healing art. Okay,
yes, exactly. Thank you.
We're about to wrap up.
I just want to say to everybody that we have we've got a live show on Channeling Eric tomorrow night. So you didn't get questions in tonight. Come on and join us at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, over
Channeling
on
Eric
the YouTube channel. Yes.
Right, Channeling Eric YouTube channel. Thank you, Dee.
Yes.
Pete Thompson,
thanks,
I
Pete.
Love you. You have really
this
girl is a light worker. I bet she's an earth angel. Thank you for coming on. Thank you guys for joining us. And,
I love you.
And Michelle Gray at thehealingh-art.com. Love you.
Thank you.
Love
you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.